And we'd like to welcome you to another Payday Podcast episode today. I am your host, Larry Ahrens, and it is a real pleasure to welcome the founder and CEO of Payday to our podcast studio today, Andrew Siegel. Andy, it's good to have you in the studio today to talk a little bit about giving back. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Larry.
Thank you. Well, Andy, you're just kind of rolling this out now. It's called Angels on the Streets, and I think the premise behind it is so moving. And if you can, walk us through how this got started.
Okay, the story started in 1933 by the name of Sam Stone, who wanted to give back to the community, and he wanted to assimilate in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So he ran an ad in the Akron Repository saying that if you could send me a letter why you needed $10, I will send that to you anonymously.
What year is this again?
1933.
$10 back then was...
a lot of money.
Yeah, pretty good amount of money.
Yep.
So what happened?
So he got... the response was so overwhelming that instead of giving out 75 checks for $10 each, he actually gave out 150 for $5. And like you said, mm-hmm. that's a lot of money then. And so $5 back in 1933 would be about the same as $100 today. And although you could buy a whole lot more with $5 in 1933 than you can with $100 today.
Ain't that the truth? So fast forward, you've mm-hmm. put this into Payday.
Yes.
And you're involving other businesses, but we'll get to that component. Mm-hmm. In talking with some of your good people here at Payday, this has been a very moving experience for them. Can you describe what you did?
Yes. So back in November last year, on a Thursday morning, I walked into the office, and we shared that story with everyone. And people were looking around, well, is Andy telling us this story? And so I proceeded to then give everyone a $100 bill on two conditions. One was that they find someone who was more needy than them to give it to. And the second was that they would be willing to share that story with the rest of the employees on Monday morning.
So you gave it to them on a long weekend.
Yes.
And they had the weekend to go find that person.
Right.
And so everybody gathers in the conference room on Monday, and the stories start.
Yes. And with that, the idea was that they go home and have a family discussion on how to give that money and who to give it to. And so it involved the whole family then, which was just terrific.
What a wonderful discussion to have at home.
Yeah. So the results, it was unbelievable. The two biggest mistakes or the two things I really underestimated was... I didn't have enough Kleenex in the room,
yeah.
And also what team building it produced from there.
That was the unexpected benefit.
Yes.
Brought everybody, all your whole team together, and everybody shared these stories. In fact, several of the people that I've talked to today have shared mm-hmm. them. You're going to take this out a little farther now, and you're going to involve some other businesses. How's this going to work?
Yes, I've teamed up with ABBA Technologies, Andrew Baca, who's the CEO there, and together we put our heads together and we're going out to find other businesses to come up with a total of 500 employees in Albuquerque, and each of those employees would receive the same $100, and so together the goal is to have $50,000 on the street for this Christmas.
Wow, that would be monumental. Anything get bigger from there?
And so we're talking also with other people mm-hmm. around the country to do the same program, and it's unbelievable the numbers that we can come up with in the next few years.
And you decided to do this around Thanksgiving time, which
yes.
I think makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Can you talk a little bit about there's a YouTube video and a book I understand by the same name called A Secret Gift by Ted Gulp?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
What happened was Ted Gulp was at the vacation home with the grandmother in Maine,
mm-hmm.
and the grandmother suggested to Ted that he go up and have a look in this trunk. And so Ted opened the trunk, and he saw all these canceled checks made out to a guy by the name of B for Dot, and also letters explaining why they needed $10. And so Ted didn't think much of it at the time, But a few days later, he went back and finally figured out that that was his grandfather, Sam Stone.
Hmm.
And that's how the story started. So Ted's career, he works for Bob Woodworth, the investigator reporter in Washington, so he has a writing background, went and researched all these 150 people, and he found most of them, the oldest being 94 in a nursing home. And he researched their stories and what they did with the money. And so I read the book, and pretty much there a couple pages devoted to each of those stories, and pretty much every story brought a tear to my eye. It was just a quite moving book.
Yeah, and you can see the YouTube video and mm-hmm. look for the book. So what would you like other businesses to do?
Well, I think it's just a wonderful opportunity to give back to the community. What the byproduct of this that I feel was the team building that went along with our company, and it really got to share with other employees what also makes up the employees. Some employees, you know, have a little facade around them and so forth, but really it got the employees to open up and really showed what their feelings are, what their thoughts are, and the importance of giving. The stories are just quite moving, and like I said, most of the stories, all the other employees uh-huh. started to cry when they were shared.
So look for the website, angelsonthestreets.org. It's streets, plural, angelsonthestreets.org, and you can find out more there about this amazing way to give back and team build at the same time at your company. What a wonderful idea. I already feel better about the holidays.
Right.
I really do. Well, Andy, very good. It's a delight to talk to you. The people at Payday that we get on this show are just wonderful to visit with, and your expertise in helping in human capital management, payroll management, even wellness now is unprecedented.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the show. Right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, another episode of Payday Podcast with Andrew Siegel. Andy is founder and CEO of Payday. And again, angelsonthestreets.org is the website that you might want to look into for this upcoming holiday season in 2014. That's our show. I'm Larry Ahrens. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Payday Podcast.